Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Daily Stoic Edge. I'm your host, Dylan Brooks, and let's be real. We all have that inner critic, right? That little voice in our head that whispers doubts, points out flaws, and sometimes just loves to rain on our parade. But guess what? It doesn't get the final say. Today, we're tackling something super important: overcoming negative self-talk and building unshakable confidence. Because let's face it, confidence isn't some magical thing that happens overnight. It's a muscle you gotta train, a habit you gotta cultivate. And just like any other skill, it takes practice, awareness, and a whole lot of intention. Ever felt like you're holding yourself back because of what your inner critic is saying? You know that feeling when you're about to try something new, maybe pitch an idea at work or finally ask someone out on a date, but then that voice creeps in, "Well, you're not good enough," or, "What if you fail?" Well, I'm here to tell you, you are worthy. You are capable. And today, we're going to give those negative thoughts a serious reality check and build you up with some practical strategies. 5 key takeaways. First off, awareness is your superpower. Notice those negative thoughts as they pop up. Don't judge them, just acknowledge them like, "Okay, there's that thought again," and then gently redirect your focus. It's like a mental muscle memory thing. The more you do it, the easier it gets. Think of it like this. Imagine your mind is a garden. Those negative thoughts are like weeds. They can grow wild if you don't tend to them. Second, challenge those negative thoughts. Seriously, ask yourself, is this thought really true? Most of the time, those voices are just playing tricks on us based on past experiences or fears. Don't let your brain become a victim of its own stories. Third, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, just like you would be to a good friend going through a tough time. Everyone makes mistakes, everyone has insecurities. It's part of the human experience. Instead of beating yourself up, offer some words of encouragement and understanding. Fourth, focus on your strengths. What are you really good at? What do you enjoy doing? Make a list of your talents and accomplishments, big or small. Reading that list can be a seriously powerful confidence booster. Remember, you're more than just your flaws. You're a unique and valuable individual with so much to offer the world. And finally, celebrate your victories. No matter how small, acknowledge your wins. Did you get through a tough day? Did you finish that project you were putting off? Give yourself credit. Recognizing your successes, even the little ones, builds momentum and helps you see how far you've come. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, she's a brilliant graphic designer with amazing creative ideas. But she always struggles to present her work because that inner critic screams, "You're not good enough, they won't like it." She starts practicing self-compassion, reminding herself that everyone gets nervous sometimes, and focusing on the strengths she knows make her a great designer. She starts challenging those negative thoughts with positive affirmations like, "I am talented, my ideas are valuable, I deserve to be heard." Slowly but surely, Sarah's confidence grows. She takes small steps, practicing her presentations in front of friends, celebrating each successful pitch, and gradually, she finds herself feeling more confident and empowered. So, remember, you have the power to rewrite your own story. By becoming aware of those negative thoughts, challenging them with logic and compassion, and focusing on your strengths, you can build unshakable confidence. Don't let that inner critic hold you back from living your best life. You are capable, you are worthy, and you deserve to shine. Now go out there and make me proud. And remember, if this resonated with you, share it with a friend who needs to hear this message. Let's build each other up, one podcast episode at a time. Catch you on the next Daily Stoic Edge.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.